Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki wrote an open letter to YouTube creators Tuesday admitting that the 2018 YouTube Rewind video was cringy. The video has received a record-setting 15 million dislikes. The letter also addressed monetization issues, as well as Europe's Article 13, which would make platforms more liable for copyright-infringing content uploaded by users. The Unicode Consortium finalized Emoji version 12.0, adding 59 new emoji types to the standard, making up a total of 230 new emojis when you include skin tones and gender variations. It includes accessibility emojis, like an ear with a hearing aid, people in wheelchairs and prosthetic limbs. New animals include a sloth, an otter, and a skunk. And new food items include waffles, garlic, and a juice box. Axe, chair, and swimwear are also new. This brings the emoji set up to 3,053 total glyphs. EA reported revenue of $1.61 billion for the quarter, missing an estimate of $1.75 billion. EA attributed the shortfall to about a million fewer sales of Battlefield 5 than expected, as well as a drop in mobile gaming revenue. EA confirmed that Battlefield 5's Battle Royale mode, called Firestorm, will launch in March. ZDNet's Mary Jo Foley reports that Microsoft has briefed some customers on the cost of paying for extended support for Windows 7 after the company ends general support on January 14, 2020. Windows Enterprise users will pay $25 per device in 2020, $50 per device in 2021, and $100 in 2022. Windows 7 Pro clients pay about double, $50 per device in 2020, $100 per device in 2021, and $200 per device in 2022. Japan's Hayabusa 2 probe will land on the surface of the asteroid Ryugu on February 22nd in order to collect samples for a return to Earth. Ryugu appears to be made of nickel, iron, cobalt, water, nitrogen, hydrogen, and ammonia. The probe is scheduled to bring back the mined materials in December 2020. The New York Times reported net income of $55.2 million, driven by revenue of $709 million from its digital business. The Times reports it now employs an all-time high 1,600 journalists. Digital ad revenue increased 22.8%, while print ad revenue declined 10.2%, and digital ads now make up the majority, 53.9% of New York Times ad revenue. Reuters reports its sources say German ministers and telecom operators discussed Wednesday whether to keep Huawei out of the market to build 5G service in Germany. The sources say no consensus has been reached, but a decision could come next week. Huawei operates information security labs in Germany as well as the UK to help reassure clients of the security of its equipment. And Wednesday, Huawei proposed building a new security center in Poland, which is set to exclude Huawei equipment from its 5G networks. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirmed that Captain Marvel will be the first Marvel movie to come to Disney Plus exclusively, instead of going to another streaming service after it leaves theaters. Disney has ordered 10 episodes of Diary of a Female President from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend writer Ilana Pena. It will be produced by CBS TV Studios for Disney+, meaning Disney won't produce all of its own original programming. And Iger also said Disney intends to take Hulu international once it becomes the majority owner of Hulu after it acquires the majority of Fox. Iger said FX will output its content to Hulu, not Disney+. Finally, Spotify reported monthly active users rose 30% on the year to 207 million last quarter. Spotify also reported its first operating profit of 94 million euros and net income of 442 million euros, although both fell short of analysts' expectations. Spotify also announced it has acquired podcasting company Gimlet and podcasting mobile platform Anchor. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.